Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, I'd like to send a special message out during this festive season that we're entering into, and on this day called Black Friday in the country. The scripture I would like to use is out of Psalm 65:4, and it says, "We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house." On this shopping day called Black Friday, we see a world engaged with madness as people push and tug for things they think will satisfy those special needs of friends and family, those special gifts. Clothing, technology, jewelry, just to name few. And yes, we can even add cars and trucks to that list. But the reality is the only thing that will truly satisfy us is the Father. Only He can give us fullness of His house and of rivers of pleasures, fountains of life. Those are the things that will cause us to be filled. As I read Daily Light today, several scriptures stood out that drew me to this topic today. And the next scripture that I want you to note is Psalms 27:4 that says, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." David had the right idea because he desired to be in the presence of the Lord, because he knew in His presence it was there that he would find what was needed. He describes the presence of the Lord as the beauty of the Lord, and that beauty comes from being in God's presence. The next scripture that came to mind was Matthew 5:6 that says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." And that hungering for righteousness and that thirst for righteousness is the thing that will satisfy us, that will address those deep needs, those broken places in our lives, that those baggage that we carry. It is those things that can be satisfied truly as we hunger and thirst for Him. Luke 1:53 says, "He has filled the hungry with good things." And God, in His love and care for us, gives us those things that really are good for us and good to us. In Psalm 17:9, it says, "He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." In John, he continues that thought, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." That sounds like the best gift one person could ask for, among many. If you look at all those scriptures in your quiet time, you'll note that there are some common threads that we're drawn to in His Word. The house of the Lord, being in His house, longing for Him. And so I guess I would name this after the fact, this podcast today on It's All in the House. It's all in the house. It's all in the house of the Lord that will be satisfied. Not the things that we bring into the house, those things that we search for on Black Friday. I close with this scripture from Psalm 36:7-9, which states, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the wings of your shadow. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Happy Good Friday and this kickoff as we move into Advent. Remember the reason for the season, and remember it's all in the house. Bye-bye. Thank you, and have a blessed day.